We continue reading God's Word in the book of 1 Samuel. Today we come to chapter 25. It's a pretty long chapter, so we're only going to go through verse 22, then Lord willing, we'll continue later and finish the chapter. Now, David is still in the southern regions of Judea on the run from wicked King Saul, and he's wearing down. And something's happened that's particularly grievous to him and makes him vulnerable. The passage ends with a statement that Samuel died. That's a pretty small reference for so great a biblical figure as Samuel, but I don't think he minded. The Lord gave him much honor, and he was glad to go to him. But it would have left David, that news, just a mentor, a protector was gone, and in a time of trouble. And David is weary, and he's in the region where his men are around people who own land. And one of them is a man named Nabal, and he owns lots of land. He owns lots of sheep, thousands of sheep, and David's band of 600 refugees turned warriors is there, and David's doing what a godly man does do. He makes sure they're not causing problems, they're not assaulting people, they're not stealing anything. In fact, the very fact that David's band is in that region is actually profiting Nabal and those like him because they're safer, and no raiders can get to them, and as the workers will show, even their sheep can't get away. They're profiting from David being there. So David, needing provisions, realizing it's sheep shearing season, he sends a representative very humbly to Nabal to say, "What you think about feeding us? We've got massive logistical problems." And Nabal, whose name means worthless, is going to live up to his name. He is a worthless person, bitter person, and he reviles David's messengers. It's really sad because he says, "Who is David?" Then he makes clear he knows exactly who David is. Of course he does. David's been the great hero of the generation. He's led their armies in battle. Everyone knows who David is. He is the anointed of the Lord, but this worthless scoundrel reviles him, and he won't give a cent to them because all he cares about is money. And then a third person enters in, and that is the lovely figure of Abigail, one of the great feminine heroes of the Bible. David, the news goes back to David. "We sent your messengers humbly to Nabal, and that worthless fellow reviled you." And David's had it. And he says, "Up with your swords," and they're going to wipe him out. And Abigail, we are told that she was a lovely and discerning and beautiful woman. What a burden for a woman like her to be married to a scoundrel like him, Nabal. And for how many years had she wondered what God was doing with her life? She's married to an unworthy man. She's in a corner in the middle of nowhere. The years of her life are just passing along. But Abigail, like you, had a purpose for her life. And just like God was going to, and God has a David in his troubles. God does not forsake him. God provides help. David's danger is here is that because he's weary, because he's frustrated, because he's emotionally, frail right now, he's going to respond impetuously. He's going to commit a grievous sin. What David needs is somebody to restrain him, and that's going to be Abigail. But we're not going to get there this week. We're going to get right to the point. We'll read the first 22 verses. But God is sovereign. God's going to deal with Nabal. He's going to judge Nabal. God's going to provide for David. He provides in David a discerning woman who's going to intervene at just the right time. And as we will see as we continue reading after our passage today, God's going to provide for Abigail too. What a wonderful God he is, how we praise him for these are snapshots of the things that we go through, how God provides for all of our needs. Well, listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. We'll start at verse 1 of 1 Samuel 25. "Now Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him, and they buried him in his house at Ramah. Then David rose and went down to the wilderness of Paran, and there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. He was shearing his sheep at Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. The woman was discerning and beautiful, but the man was harsh and badly behaved. He was a Calebite. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, so David sent 10 men, and David said to the young man, 'Go up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall you greet him, peace be to you, and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have. I hear that you have shearers. Now your shepherds have been with us, and we did them no harm, and they missed nothing all the time they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you, therefore let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever you have at hand to your servants and to your son David. When David's young men came, they said all this to Nabal in the name of David, and then they waited. And Nabal answered David's servants, who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? Now, there are many servants these days who are breaking away from their masters. Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men who come from I do not know where? So David's young men turned away and came back and told him all this. And David said to his men, every man strap on his sword. And every man of them strapped on his sword. David also strapped on his sword, and about 400 men went up after David, while 200 remained with the baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he railed at them. Yet the men were very good to us, and we suffered no harm, and we did not miss anything when they were in the fields as long as we went with them. They were a wall to us, both by night and by day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know this and consider what you do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his house, and he is such a worthless man, no one can speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 seahs of parched grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on donkeys. And she said to her young men, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And as she rode on the donkey and came down under cover of the mountain, behold, David and his men came down toward her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I guarded all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him, and he has returned me evil for good. God do so to the enemies of David and more also, if by morning I leave so much as one male of all who belong to him. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.